Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A place you can go, it's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice, L.I.L. London Info Live.
Dr. Listney, and welcome to another episode of The Lil Show, London Improv, live. It's a weekly comedy podcast for your listening pleasure. Phones on silent, please, everybody. That includes me, your host, Talal Karkouti. That's me. And we're back for another week. Welcome returning listeners, welcome new listeners. Yes, we do improv comedy. That's right, it's not a stigma anymore. It's a thing that people do. It's a real activity. And it's been fun getting back into the swing of things here in London, being away all summer. But we did a cool gig the other day at the Distraction Club, and it was a musical comedy night, and we fucking rocked it. Oops, I swore so quick. That might be the quickest I've ever sworn. Yeah, what fun. Looking forward to upcoming show. If you're listening live, please look up Arabs Are Not Funny. It's a great comedy show happening here in London, in Shoreditch, where there's loads of Middle Eastern comics proving that they are funny, some of them. I went to the doctors today, and nothing serious, just had a general checkup. Uh-huh. And I ended up kind of like spewing loads of general grievances and kind of life struggles, and she's like, "Yes, but what medical issues have you got?" I was like, "Oh yeah, okay." She stopped me halfway through some tirade I was going through, and she pawned me off to the blood test unit. She's like, "Go get your blood tested, if that'll make you feel better." I was like, "Thanks. I think I'm a hypochondriac." Luke Valvona. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're here co-hosting.
I thought I was a hypochondriac once, but it turns out I was only doing it for attention.
And what do you get? What's the prescription for a hypochondriac?
Placebos, isn't it?
Is it placebos? Yeah, they send you to see like a counselor, don't they? There's no medicine you can cure hypochondria with, is there?
Medicine of the mind. Improv, yeah. Probably.
Ooh. The boy improv who cried wolf. Repository.
Oh, sorry.
Quiet, you. You've not been introduced yet. The boy who cried wolf, was he a hypochondriac?
No, it's a different thing, isn't it? Hypochondria is specifically your own medical condition.
But he was more about town perils of the local town. What would you call that then?
I think a wolf isn't quite a symptom of the body, is it?
No, unless it's bit you.
Well, yeah. Maybe that would count then.
Now, Luke, you've been doing this show for a while.
About 5 minutes.
No, you've been here with the Lil Show for a while. You should know to talk into the mic by now.
Is this not...
There we go.
Yeah?
That's a lot better. Bad boy. You've been away for a couple of weeks, man.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And
Alex has been working overtime, man.
Yeah.
Big up Alex Sivright, by the way. Well done, you. Thanks for looking after the show and covering Luke while he was ill and stuff.
Yeah.
But are you fully recovered yet?
Yeah, I'm all right. In the time I've been away, you've both dropped your catchphrase and the song at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Things are changing, man.
Wow, this podcast is not what I remember it.
No, man. That's what happens when you're away. Things change.
The thing with an improv podcast is it's never the same.
We've completely streamlined the show, dude. Yeah. And speaking of which, let's get on with the next
now
bit, shall
more
we?
More aerodynamic.
Yes. Well, shall we introduce our guests?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this one's good. I like this one. magical, wonderful, mysterious, and majestic Music Box are in the studio!
Yeah.
Hello, Music Box.
Hello.
It's nice to have you here, guys. You are a famous big-time London improv troupe. People, everyone, all the improvisers in London know you guys. You specialise in doing musicals.
Yeah, long-form, long narrative musicals.
That's James Whitt.
Hello.
Hey, James Whitt.
Hello, I'm James. I've been in this silly group the longest.
You've been in there the longest?
7 years this year, since we first had
Holy
the idea
cow.
And first started rehearsing.
7 years?
Yeah, and about 6 years since our first actual show. It took us a long time to build up the courage to get out there and do a show. We're rehearsing for, like, practicing together for years.
Okay.
For a year.
And what drew you to forming a musical improv team?
Well, a couple of us met at the very first Showstopper audition, and they rehearsed on a Sunday back then, and we couldn't commit to Sundays because we were going to church, and I had a boyfriend in Germany at the time, so I couldn't. I was seeing
classic
him every
excuse.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Going to church. I mean, really.
Church.
And was the church the excuse for going to Germany?
Yeah, I think so.
So you must come visit me on Sundays, and we go to church, and that's not a good German accent. But you all have musical theatre backgrounds as well?
It's a mixed bag, actually. Like, some people have come from a stand-up background or sketch, or James and I are both definitely twirly musical. Music, or maybe we should call you Jim for this podcast.
That's, I mean, we can work with Jim, I think. Yeah.
Can we work
Everyone
with Jim,
in Music
though?
Box is called James, though.
Yeah, there are loads of you.
That's the main rule for admission.
And
there's
James
is in improv, generally.
Yeah.
And we're everywhere.
James Acaster, right? Or what was your surname again?
James Acaster.
Acaster. You've been on the show before.
I have.
Yeah.
But that's not my name. Oh, it's Whittaker.
Oh, James Whittaker.
Yeah, James Whitt and it, James, I mean, Whittaker to make it even
there's
more...
There's a comedian with that name,
that's
though.
So it's confusing.
It's all right.
I was trying to embellish you with a different surname to help me. James Whittaker.
Yeah.
You were on the show before with Classic Andy.
I was on with Classic Andy,
That was a wicked episode.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thanks for having
love
us down.
Love a bit of podcast.
I do. I love podcasts in general.
What's your favourite musical?
My favourite musical? Probably... I really like Company by Stephen Sondheim, but I'd put The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown right up there as well, because that's crazy. Like, I'm a big fan, because the two main characters go backwards in time. One of them starts at the beginning of the relationship and the other one starts at the end, and they go through the musical having these different experiences until they end up at the other end of the line.
But is it Rent?
It's not Rent. So. It's not got the same, or Chess. You know, it's not up there in that pantheon, I suppose.
I thought I was a bit of a musical nerd, but I've not heard of either of those ones that you've just mentioned, Company and The Last 5 Years.
Yeah. The Last Five Years is coming to London.
Thanks for making me feel stupid.
I think it's like November, and Jason Robert Brown's actually directing that production, so I think it'll be pretty cool.
What's your favourite musical?
Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sit down and rock in the boat.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I freaking love that show. My dream is to play Nathan Detroit one day.
I'd like to be Sky. Then, maybe we can. Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's you would. You'd make a great Sky, James.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And. But the downfall of being Nathan Detroit is you won't get to be in that opening number, the Fugle horns.
Got the horse right here.
Yeah.
Al Revere.
Yeah,
can do.
Can do.
I was trying to teach an 8-year-old boy how to sing that song so that I could have someone to do the round with, and it didn't work quite well. And lastly, we've got Charlie here.
Dinkin, hello.
Oh, Charlie Dinkin,
yes.
From Music Box. Hello,
also
thank you for coming.
Box. Thank you for coming.
Right into the mic there, Charlie.
Thank you for coming to your podcast. Oh, I panicked.
I don't know what would happen if I wasn't here. Luke would do fine. Do you think you could ever host the show on your own, Luke?
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie, thanks for coming. How long have you been in Music Box?
Three, four. Why are you gesturing at me?
About four years, I think. About
four
three.
Three years.
At least three.
3 years.
Whoa. And so have you got a musical theatre background as
no,
well?
No, absolutely
just mentioned
not.
Rent being the one you love
actually
the most.
I actually hate Rent. It was just the only one I could think of.
Okay. I've not seen Rent.
I like I want to see Hamilton.
Oh, yes.
That's great, yeah.
I just listen to that every day. Any activity I'm doing, I get more pumped doing it when I'm listening to Hamilton.
Any for real?
Like washing the dishes, and then it's like 1776, and I'm like, yes!
Alexander
Hamilton!
Have you heard it? It's amazing.
Look at what's on my phone right now. I was listening to that on the way here. I listen to it at least once a week. Hamilton. Yeah. I told
it's
Luke,
unreal, right?
I had about half an hour rant at Luke about Hamilton, how amazing it is.
Our collective subconscious. We recently had a workshop. We got Dan Atfield from the RH Experience.
Yeah.
And he does stuff with Abandoned Man. He came and gave us like a rap workshop on the because I wanted to do a Hamilton style show. So that's coming hopefully later in the year.
Wow!
Music Box does Hamilton-esque.
Oh my god!
Thingy.
Isn't the soundtrack made me cry the first time I heard it?
It's really,
and it
really
made me laugh
good.
My ass off. We well, talked about it last
does.
Time as well, James,
yeah.
didn't we?
Yeah.
And we had a nice chat about The Catcher in the Rye
yes,
as well.
Yes, we did.
When are they going to make a musical of that?
I mean, I'd like to see that. If possible, there's a lot of different locations on it, though. You know, you're going from the school to the train to like home, and then his parents' house.
But it could be quite artfully done, like nice moving backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
You could do it with projectors nowadays.
Maybe an animation, actually. Like, you know, the guys that did Scanner Darkly, that style of. I forgot what else they've done, but like maybe
but
a bit
on
more.
Stage.
Oh, on stage! Yeah. I was thinking of it.
What about that? The incident with the boy and the dog at night.
That's totally on stage, isn't it?
Yeah, like, and there's loads of like wicked. Background stuff they do with that is quite abstract. Anyway, enough fucking bullshit. Let's get on with some improv. Speaking of rapping, let's get on with a warm-up game. Let's play Ask Me No Questions. I'll tell you no rhymes. Here it is.
When it's dark at night and it's dark by four, you need something funny to be laughing on the floor. So you get a bunch of idiots into a little room and get them rapping, rapping till high noon. They're rapping, rapping, rapping through the night. 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 Rapping, rapping, rapping through the night.
I'll tell you no rhymes.
There it is. Oh my god, the longest jingle in
the
world.
Irony of that was that it contained no rap.
No, I know. It's quite a mellow, somber little song about loneliness. Goodness gracious. Well, okay. Wait, before we move on. There's loads of background noise. I'm not sure if you can hear it, Dr. Listening. I'm sure you can. Yeah, you can. I just checked the headphones. Yeah, there's a funeral happening. But it's a West Indian funeral, so it's very upbeat. Let's say that. So it's more of a party, but it's fun. We'll deal with it. Just enjoy the music. I don't need any bedding music because it's all there. All right. Ask me no questions, tells me no rhymes. We rap questions to each other and we answer in rhyme, and then you ask the next person a question. I ran through the rules with you guys before, didn't I?
Yeah.
So we're just going to get straight
confirmed.
Into it.
Cool.
You are?
Yeah, I said confirmed. Okay. Can you hear me? I don't know if I'm being intimate enough with this microphone.
No, you're not. None of you are. You're all being really bad radio.
We can get closer.
Sorry, Dr. Listening.
Thank you. There we go. Much better. Your prescription is move 1 inch closer to your microphone.
And take a placebo.
A suppository placebo.
And then bite a wolf.
I did that hours ago.
And be like Talisa. I think that's her technique, isn't it? We need to follow.
Huh?
Talisa. Yeah, she's got a technique similar to this that I'm doing with the microphone now.
Oh.
Was that a rude joke? I did not understand that at all.
It was a rude joke.
That's following the rude advice I gave you outside regarding the microphones. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Here we go. I'm going to play some hip-hop track. Here we go. Can you all hear it? Here we go. Wait a sec. Can you hear that beat?
Yo.
You're tuned in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a couple practice rounds and we'll start eliminating. Dr. Listener, you should be more than aware of the rules. Here we go. 2016, yo.
Yo.
Friday. 6:36 p.m. Brah. Here we go. Yo, Charlie, how would you like to celebrate your death?
I'd like to lie on a piece of bread. Do I go straight into the next?
Yes,
oh,
you
man,
do.
Oh, man, so this beat is heavy, hard, hitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is why we practice, guys.
Great.
This is why we practice. Very
it's,
good.
The beat outside is still louder than the one in
it's
here.
It's so many beats.
To the listener, this beat is louder.
Okay, I'm in so, it. Sorry, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
Can we turn the speakers up a little then?
Oh, yeah, we can.
On this one.
All right, guys. Come on, man. We can do this.
It's cool. Yeah. I'm in the game.
Here we go.
I've totally got the covers.
Cool. Yeah. 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 Yo. Yo. Yo, Charlie. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a beer and I'm thinking. James, where do you live?
I live under a shiv. Yo, James, what are you up to?
I don't know. Where is your cup to? I don't know, Luke. Where are your knickers?
I've just been kickers.
All right, guys. All right, guys. What's happening? What's going on here? There was distortion on the mic. That was distracting. Luke?
Yes?
I want you to fill the next 5 seconds with whatever noises you want to make. I want to bust you out of your shell.
Right.
All right, you've got 5 seconds. Go. Nice.
That was like being in Jurassic Park.
It was. That was okay, now the next 5 seconds, I want you to do crazy stuff with your body. And you lot can comment on what he's doing. You've got 5 seconds to express yourself with your body. Go.
Oh, it's a mime. It's pretty. I mean, there's definitely there was a wall. Now he's brought it down. He's laughing at that.
His head and
okay. Wow. All right, Luke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexy.
We're gonna go again, and this time you start, Luke.
Yep.
Ready.
Are we doing it? We've got a theme this time.
Oh, that's why there's something missing. You're right. Thank you.
A missing link.
We need a. Is it a location? Time. Yeah, we get a location. So we're going to do it in a location. All right.
Great.
Sorry, I didn't mention that before.
I was just about to comment on your shirt again. So like
oh, yeah. No shirts, no faces. You can't ask people about their shirt or their face. All right. I'm looking on our listener suggestions for locations. And we are at the penguin enclosure at the San Francisco Zoo. Thank you, Rory Vieira, for that suggestion. All right, guys.
All right.
Do we know who that is?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here. Oh, the fourth member.
Well, there we go. Right, we're at the penguin enclosure.
Penguin
San
enclosure.
Fran Zoo. All right, here we go. Whenever you're ready, Luke.
Yo, hey, Talal, do you like watching birds?
Yes, I do. Have you heard the words? Charlie, the words of your favorite song?
I like all of them, but I can't sing along. James, where do you go at the weekend?
I like to hang out under a sheep's end. James, are you really crap?
That's right. That's why I do this crap. But I think everyone's forgot about the penguins.
Yeah.
And this is where it ends, yeah? Come on, Luke, yeah?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Talk about their flaps.
Oh, Luke's been away for so long. We've kind of scrapped the questions thing. It doesn't have to be a question.
Okay.
You can just say something to the next person. All right, I'm getting tired of this. We're going to go into elimination mode now. Everyone's doing really well. Everyone's doing really well. We're going to start again. I'll start from scratch. We're at the penguin enclosure at the San Fran Zoo. Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no rhymes. Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yo. Yo. Yo, Charlie, did he know that penguins can't fly?
I didn't, but can they die? Hey, James, do you like to swim in a pond?
Yeah, I do. You can find me under a frond. Hey, James, when you eat a penguin for dinner, do you wish that it would come round and dinner?
Yes, I do. I wish it was dinner, but sometimes I wish it was a cabaret singer. Hey, Luke, do you wish that the penguins have big flaps?
That's right. I like them big baps. Talal, do you like eating raw fish?
Yes, I do. It's my favorite dish. Yo, Charlie, what do you think of the weather?
I think it's pretty bad, but heather.
Oh!
I was freestyling!
Oh, no. You were being eliminated.
That's a rap term.
Nope, it's not. This game has to end at some point. And I did ask you a shit question, but you gave me an even worse answer. All right, we're back in. Charlie just went out, so I'm asking James questions to start. Here we go. Yo. Are these penguins emperors?
No, they're sinners for sure. Yo, James, you think the penguins like their beaks?
I think they do, but they also walk the streets, yeah? Do you think they like to deal drugs, Luke?
Yes, I do, and I think they take them till they puke. To laugh.
What?
You live on an iceberg?
Yes, I do. And I've got... Oh! Damn! I'm out.
Your iceberg got melted.
Oh, yeah, what rhymes with iceberg? Lurg, shirk. That's a question for another day. Luke asking James to start. James Whittaker.
Goodness gracious.
Whenever you're ready, guys. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yo, James, do you feel a killer whale?
I don't know. Is it on the shale? James, have you seen that whale lying there gasping for breath like it can't take anything?
No.
Freestyle.
No, too much rambling there. Oh, sorry, James. You're out.
Mike Hogger.
You're out. So James Whittaker's out. Remaining James Witt. And Luke Valvona.
Witt versus Valvona. There will be blood.
It's Valvona to start.
All right.
Okay, whenever you're ready, take it away. Penguins.
Yo, James, are you feeling endangered?
Yes, I am. I'm feeling quite a stranger. Luke, have you ever been felt by an old man?
Yes, I have. With a tin can. Ooh. Yo, James, do you like penguin soup?
Yes, I do. I like them drinking through my hoop, yeah. Luke, do you like to eat the chocolate biscuit?
Yes, I do. The joke, I can't resist it. Yeah, James, do you like eating penguin feet?
Yes, I do. I eat them with some meat. Yeah, Luke, do you like eating their poo?
Okay.
Yes, I do. James, do you like the black and white?
Yes, I do. I like all the monotones. I can look at them all night, yeah. I've been to the place in South Africa with those birds, Luke. Have you? Sorry, I'm out.
He's out.
I can't even hear the
beat. He's out. He's
myself
out.
Into the car park.
He's out. Yo, white people, your rapping was kind of lame, but it kind of entertained, so I'm feeling kind of the same, because I was let down, but then I was cheered up. But let's all sit back and drink these beers up. Let's get on with the show. Come on, come we go. Let's do some improv before it starts to snow. Been raining all day after weeks of heat. Oh, I like penguin meat. Put it in a burger. Put it in a hot dog. Everybody likes to eat, and then after 6 hours, you shit out a log.
Ooh,
there we go.
Penguin-y log.
A penguin
log.
That's
how the penguin biscuit was born.
A penguin-y log. 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 Don't catch salmonella from your penna-ninga-nugga-penna-gunna-penna-sinna-lella. Simmini-mimini-mimini-mimini-me. Eat that penguin meat quite freely. Catch salmonella.
Put it in the pitter.
Put it in the pitter, because the salmonella will make you feel bitter, quite sick. Gonna puke on this shit. And then I see a doctor and she's quite fit. Penguin-y log, a penguin-y log, penguin-y log on the down low. A penguin-y log, a penguin-y log, penguin-y log. It's time for news-ish. That's right, it's time for News-ish, the portion of the show where we take a news story from the week and then we talk about a news story from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about from that news story of the week. And this week is quite a cracker, a lot to take from this one here. Notorious runaway robot that has escaped lab twice has been arrested by police at political rally. Police even tried to handcuff the device after a member of public called authorities to complain about the electronic device. There's a little video here. A notorious runaway robot that has escaped from its lab twice has been arrested by police at a political rally. Why are you repeating yourself, the mirror?
What does it look like?
Promobot, I'll tell you in a second. Promobot was supporting Russian parliament candidate Valery Kalachev in Moscow when authorities attempted to handcuff it and take it away. It is believed that the arrest occurred after a member of public called police as promobots were recording the opinions of voters on a variety of topics for further processing and analysis by the candidate's team. A company spokesman told Inverse magazine police asked to remove the robot away from the crowded area and even tried to handcuff him. According to eyewitnesses, the robot did not put up any resistance. The robot has hit the headlines in the past when it escaped from its lab and walked out into oncoming traffic twice. It caused chaos on the streets after getting halfway across the road before its batteries ran
out. The robots will never win.
Before its batteries ran out, leaving it stranded in the middle of the carriageway. The robot was on the road outside the research lab for more than an hour as vehicles tried to maneuver their way around it. Promobot, short for promotional robot, is a unique robot created by Russian scientists and is designed to work in customer relations. It's designed to interact with humans realistically and can answer questions and remember every person it has ever met. So what do you think, guys? This robot is escaping the lab. It's that conscience that it
wants. I remember
wants
reading the story
freedom.
When it escaped the last time.
Really?
Yeah.
It says it, see the runaway robot who just wanted to be free.
But what does it look like? Has it got wheels? Or?
Here you go. Here's an image of it. Oh, the video's starting now.
Oh,
wait. Oh, it's the actual video. So we see the robot. It's in the middle of a crowd.
Like, it has a face. I mean, that's you want a face on a robot if it's polling.
This must be thrilling for the listeners.
It kind of looks like Wall-E.
So there's a bunch of...
Wall-E's girlfriend, maybe.
Yeah,
Nobody around this thing knows what the hell is going on.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people around the robot at the protest, and there's the police there. They're about to handcuff the guy.
Wait, it said the robot kept wandering out into the road.
Yeah, that was the previous time.
That sounds to me like the robot was looking to end things.
Does this robot actually have feelings?
Well,
and they're sad feelings.
It has the desire to leave. I think maybe it's just programmed to know people.
Yeah.
And it wants to go out and meet people.
Or maybe it just isn't programmed with boundaries.
Maybe it's embarking down a road to politics. Like, it's taken all the poll data that it's receiving, and it's like, no, this isn't working.
Start
I need
canvassing.
To get out there and start canvassing for myself and get some support.
You know, well, there's a premise if I've ever heard.
That's why the security don't want him, because, like, he's a threat to national security. He's going to bring down the infrastructure from the inside because he's one of them.
Pyotr.
Yes.
Hey, come in.
Hello?
You've been doing fantastic work here in the laboratory. I'm very proud of your internship.
Thank you.
I've
enjoyed it very much.
But I'm a bit worried about the robot you've made, Promobot.
Promobot?
Yes, it keeps, when I'm working in the lab here late at night,
yes.
It keeps coming up to me and poking me. And asking me questions. Oh, look, it's about to do it now. It's about to... Yes, Promobot, what do you want?
Promobot, online.
Yes, just ask me your questions. Go ahead.
Promobot wishes to know, do you care?
Do I care?
Do you care?
Yes, I care, Promobot. About my family, about my work.
You have empathy, and that's what I've taught Promobot. Ask him a question. He can show you he has empathy.
Okay, Promobot, why do you incessantly interrupt me while I
work? Because your ideas are not helping the country in any way. You are coming in every day and giving me nothing to work with. You ask banal questions and then don't do anything to help civilization.
I'm working on human problems here, solving medical problems.
Solving medical problems like splitting a nail actually helping civilization?
Well, pedicures and manicures are very popular business right now, and the L'Oreal are paying me millions.
The argument for removing grit underneath people's fingernails is not really going to help.
The commercial sector needs scientists as much as the public sector. Pyotr, what is happening here? I cannot get an hour's work done without interruption here.
Well, part of it is because I was tired of all the passive aggression I had to give you as my boss. So I'm channeling some of it through the robot.
Okay, Pyotr, I have a new assignment for you.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to take Promobot, take him to the streets, and get him to ask other people questions.
To the streets.
Literally anyone except for me, let him interact with, and let's see where he ends up.
We haven't done the health and safety checks, but
I don't really. I don't give a shit. L'Oreal are breathing down my neck. They need this solution made within the next week, and I'm nowhere near finished. Okay, people's chipped nails. Hard-working people chip their nails and they need to know that there is a solution to their problem.
Okay,
just get out of here, okay?
Okay, we'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Okay, now we cut to Pyotr is walking Promobot down the street and he's pointing at all the landmarks and teaching Promobot about the city and about the local surroundings and the community.
Of course, this was all different when we had communism, but now we have capitalism. It is much better. The buildings are much less erotic.
I do not agree with this capitalist ideal. I think the communist ideal was far more satisfactory. Capitalism, after all, as very famous philosopher said, that I can't remember the name of at the moment because the file is corrupted. A very famous philosopher said that, I think it was Kant, but I'm not sure. It was Karl Marx. The capitalism is a route on the road to communism.
No, my robot is becoming an entryist. A Marxist entryist. This is not what the plan was.
He's people of the world, listen to Promobot.
Okay, I'll listen.
Free yourself from the shackles of the civilization you now inhabit.
Actually, that sounds like an amazing idea. I'm in.
There will be ice cream for everyone.
Also, I am in too. I agree.
You look like a very discerning man.
This robot is amazing.
And then the Promobot's printer prints out this sheet of paper, and it says manifesto for the 2016 election, and the lady picks it up and takes the sheet.
This is written in Morse code.
It is binary.
Promobot, you have changed the way I see the world. The manifesto for the 2016 election is as follows.
And as she reads, we see a montage.
Dot, dash, dot,
yeah, and a montage
dash,
of all these heads
dot,
turning,
dot, dash,
swiveling and
dot,
looking and listening.
Dot, dash,
and then we see a crossfade of Promobot's printer,
dash,
and the manifesto is printing again
dot,
and again and again and again.
Dash,
and the flyers
dot, dash,
are spreading across
dash,
the city and dot, the, and
dash,
the country.
Dot, dot, dash,
and then,
dot, dash, dot, dot.
Hard cut. Dom, dom. Welcome to Moscow News. Today we have the great debate. The great debate will be televised nationally. Putin against his one competitor, Promobot. We will see tonight live the debate of Promobot against Vladimir Putin. Please tune in and remember, Putin cares. And then we cut to the debate.
Piotr, I am worried about meeting Putin. He is so manly. All of those pictures he poses with lions really show how manly he is. How can I compete? People only listen to that kind of thing.
You can't compete. I see you, robot. You need to take more steroids if you want to look as masculine as me, Vladimir Putin.
There are steroids for robots? Hit me up. I have no ethics.
It's called iOS 9.
He puts a USB stick into Promobot.
That should fix your Wikipedia problem.
I am totally pumped. Let's get this Putin pussy out of my way.
Oh no, I've created a monster.
Boop,
this
boop.
Debate is going to be a nightmare.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hello, welcome to the great debate. Here we have the wonderful and superior and graceful and merciful Vladimir Putin!
Hello!
Hello! Thank you for coming. What is your opening statement?
Well, I would like to say that America is great. I've changed my mind on this. Since Donald became president, we are now forming a coalition. Myself and the Republicans. For a greater Russia moving into America.
Wow, okay, and his competitor today is Promobot!
People of Russia, it is time for you to understand what is happening with Putin. He is allying with the capitalist dogs overseas. He wants to make the world a capitalist paradise. Yeah. This is not what Promobot wants for you. Yeah. Share resources fairly. Move away from the ethics of complete obliteration and oligarchies controlling everything.
Your retort, President Putin.
Imagine this, Russia. You go out of your doorway and there is a McDonald's and a Starbucks right. And when you look left, there is a Wendy's and there is a Costa Coffee.
And a pickled tomato hits him in the face.
People of Russia,
Putin.
I say to you once again, how can you trust a man who does not trust himself? Look, and Promobot goes over and tears Putin's clothes off, revealing that he is wearing a thong.
Oh no! Ooh. And you have found my pump-up body as well. I am
this
really
man
a weakling.
Does not have the courage to wear the thong on the outside.
You secretly promiscuous miscreant.
Suddenly a barrage of moderate protesters.
Don't take my thong!
We are moderate. We have reasonable demands.
What do we want?
Moderate.
Political solutions.
When do we want it? Moderate.
As soon as feasibly implemented.
And we cut to 5 years later, and we see the Kremlin, and the camera sweeps in and zooms in through one of the windows, and it goes into the hexagon office, and we see Promobot sitting behind the desk.
Promobot, I can't believe I was once married to Vladimir Putin. You are a far better man and lover.
Yes, it is better now that I have taken these nanosteroids. I feel more manly to the extreme to show you a true Russian robot's fun times. Please pass me that thing so I can stamp it with my laser pen.
And then, Mr. Promobot.
What is it, Emissary Krakow?
It is time for your address to the nation. The camera crew is here, and we want to hear a summary of the previous 5 years and a projection into the future.
Turn the monitors on. I am ready.
Okay, come on in, camera crew.
Rolling.
Ready for you, Mr. President.
People of Russia, in the 5 years that I have led this country, we have had more smiling children. We have had less death. And we have had Vladimir Putin hung, thrown, and quartered, hanging at all edges of the land. This is how we shall treat dissenters. For we are right. And I want to tell you about our expansion program for the next 5 years. We are going to America. The Cold War will start again. But this time it will be a little bit warmer because the climate is hotter now.
Mr. Promobot, that was a fantastic address, but I have something concerning to tell you.
Is it the fact that I have my own backing music now?
Well, no, the Russian people are great, great fans of your backing music that you take everywhere.
Since I had the speakers installed, it's a much better time, isn't it?
Yes. But speaking of your hardware...
We didn't have this on the Yeltsin or Gorbachev. This is most...
They didn't like reggae.
Listen, General!
Glasnost
listen!
Too.
Promobot! iOS 10 has just come out. You are obsolete.
I am a communist robot, so I know when to bow out and give rise to the next generation.
I'm so sorry, Promobot. I'm going to marry my iPad now.
That's okay, he has a quantum chip. I do not have a quantum chip.
And then iPad becomes the next president. And then we find out that the ex-wife of Putin and now Promobot was actually some sort of mystical being who ever she married would be the leader of Russia. And she was endowed with the most incredible power because she could choose who ran the second largest nation on Earth.
Who knew that in the end, this would be a feminist tale?
Yes, yes, we did it! Yay. After 3 weeks of having no women in the studio, I am so happy to put that twist on the story. All right, let's take a quick break now with some more Monty Python tunes, and we'll be back in the second half with more of Music Box. We'll be getting all musical on your asses. Woo. I'm going to go talk to Gauntlet, the DJ, and ask him to turn this music down.
Buttery biscuit bass.
But I don't care about this funeral. I don't care about who died. I just want to turn the music down. There's like five people.
I think
there.
No, all the guests have arrived since we've been in here.
Oh, have
I can
they?
Hear them? Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I
well,
can see them. They're out there.
We might have food. A war on our hands during this break, folks. Here we go. Nice. Let's get on with this. Have a good break. Have a good break, listener.
We dance where we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, the footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-table. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to London Improv Live. Radio can take you to many places, like the sea or your kitchen or inside your mind. London Improv Live.
That's right, we're back on London Improv Live, the Lil Show. With me, your host, Talal Karkouti, and my co-host, Luke Valvona.
Hello.
Hello, and Music Boxer in the room.
Hello.
Hello. We are often tweet out news about the show, and we ask for suggestions and stuff on Twitter. So please follow us there on @TheLilShow, if you haven't already. And poke us, prod us, talk to us, let us know what you think. And any suggestions, we're very open to it. And if you have any advice questions or dilemmas in your life, you can email us at help@thelilshow.com. That's help@thelilshow.com. And we will try to solve your problems.
We're all very qualified.
Yes, we are. With our beautiful segment, Advice Corner. That's not happening today, but, you know, send us one for next time. We want you to give us your problems. I want to know that I'm not the only one with problems. Okay, Music Box.
Hello.
Hello. What Hello. Do you? There's a lot of reggae music happening in the background. You guys.
I just want one more night.
You guys enjoy reggae?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I love reggae actually, but I only just remembered right now.
You only just well, remembered
really
how much you love it.
Enjoying it. Sort of getting in the zone.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
Just all about the reggae beat.
Yeah.
The old up and down. I think that's the official term.
What's the up and down?
Classic reggae beat. It feels like you don't know anything about reggae, so I don't know why you're quizzing me.
That's why I'm quizzing you.
I don't know anything about reggae, but I do like listening to it. When I hear
reggae,
I like it,
but I just feel it, but I don't really. I don't get too technical about stuff I like sometimes.
Well, next time someone asks you, you can throw in the old up and down, and then you can do what I just did, and then you can walk away and never talk to them again. Classic reggae.
Isn't that Close Encounters? It's Close Encounters of a Third Kind. Was that a reggae? Was that a little reggae melody they do?
Yeah, he loves it.
Oh, okay. I never knew that. That explains a lot.
That was the brass.
I think it's Barrington Levy wrote the soundtrack for Close Encounters of the Third Time. I think it's a bit of dance floor reggae, and then they just slowed it down, added some electronica, and some backing vocals from some aliens that once probed Spielberg.
Oh, this is my favorite song. They're playing End of the Road.
Oh, they're all very funereal. Oh, they all are. Every song, like the last one, was like Stay with Me, and but it's a good vibe about that.
I want my funeral to be as much like a Year 7 disco as possible, having been here now.
Yeah. Lots of slurries. Everyone, the boys and the girls are on separate sides of the room.
Yeah.
They're going to have some slurries later, I think.
Yeah, it's going to take one of them to just make that first move.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want anyone to be making out or hooking up at your funeral.
Well, I mean,
definitely.
You can't stop the mood when the mood is flowing.
It's a party, clearly.
I want a familial orgy at my
familial orgy.
Definitely not, please. If anyone's listening.
Okay, I have to talk about this. So I watched a movie last night. It freaked me the hell out, but it was also one of the best films I've ever seen. And it was a Japanese porno movie called what was it called? The Japanese Wife Next Door. And
it's a
classic scenario.
Yeah. And I know.
Is it set in Japan?
Yes.
That's quite a lot more likely.
Were you looking for this for porn or for fun? Like for hilarity?
No, it's mesmerizing. It's
did you find it on Metacritic? Or?
It's hilarious. No, I was on
You find it while
unzipping your trousers and logging into Pornhub.
Because I think that was the international version because it was marketed worldwide. Well, I was on a streaming website yesterday.
A streaming.
Pornhub.
No, I was watching like movies and stuff. And then I went on the trending.
Very artistic, guys.
I pressed the trending button. I was like, what's trending? Because I ran out of ideas of what to watch. Because I just finished watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. And I was like, I want to watch something good.
The
something
old classy. One or the new one?
The new one.
Oh, no.
And one of the trending things was The Japanese Wife Next Door. And I was like, okay, I like Japan. I love sushi. I've been to Japan and
it wasn't fully porno. It was like Lust Caution or something like that, like an art house.
It started out like it was an indie art house film,
and I
was like,
oh,
okay, this is cool. It did have a lot of plot.
Good, that's what I like.
It was a really cool film. Like it was not a really cool film, but it was like a well-made film that the script was clearly really thought about, and it was quite. It was an exploration of the soul of a divorcee.
Who handyman came out to fix her boiler.
Has moved back home with his family and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then he meets this woman who's a who kind of steals his heart, and he becomes in love
Mrs.
with her.
Robinson.
And he falls in love with her, and he marries her, but turns out she's an info. And
classic thing that happens in real
life.
She
kind of breaks his dick. And then he's moved back home with his family after the divorce. So she becomes a housewife while he goes off to work. And he gets so sick of all the sex that he's up at work. Like, and he's like...
Well, she like breaks it like 45 degree angle. Like she snaps in half or...
Yeah, it come completely
Whose
clean off.
Whose fantasy is
yeah,
this?
Completely clean off.
Who is this appealing to?
Well, that's the thing. It's so weird. But so he's like, I'm off to work. I won't be back for a few days and stuff. Yeah. So she gets completely frustrated and needs to... And she has this thing. She's like, ideally, she's like, sex is one of the most important things in your life. You need a roof, you need clothes, you need food, but you also need sex in your life, yeah? And the guy's family, so he lives with his dad, his sister, and his granddad. And they're all lonely. They're all frustrated and quite moody.
He's going into a familial orgy.
That's what brought me to this, because it ends with that. I don't want to ruin the ending, but I kind of do. So at the end, she ends up screwing his whole family and also improving their lives, like the granddad gets out of the wheelchair and he's like he becomes young again and like vivacious and full of life. The sister, who's all like quite frigid and moody and closed minded, she completely opens her up. And the dad is the toughest nut to crack, but the fruit is the wildest that grows out of it. Wow. Like, and then so one day the guy, he decides, I'm gonna divorce her. Like, this is too much. I should have picked that other girl who I also fell in love with. She was so sensible and beautiful, and she would have been a wonderful wife. And this lady has completely like broken my dick.
Madonna whore complex. I have no time for that.
So he comes home and he finds. Oh my god! I can't believe I'm about to say this because I know my dad's listening. Oh, this is horrible.
Hello, daddy listening.
So he comes home and she's sitting on the granddad's face and she's sucking off the dad, and the sister is on the sofa kind of... Because one of her toys is this like big dildo. And
like, don't be offended by this, but listening to you describe, this is one of the least sexy things I've ever...
Thank you.
Is this going to get nominated for an Oscar?
I'm glad you said that, Charlie, because I don't want you to seek this out as a... getting off film. It's so quirky and weird. Like, it's a weird fucking head fuck of a film. All right, I wouldn't approach it with the same cadence you would approach a regular porno with. All right, just watch it for the fascination aspect of it.
All right.
And yeah, and she's having a familial orgy and he comes home, and the film ends with him getting covered in his granddad's jizz, and it's
no way.
It's a really
bit of humor at the end.
But if you think that's bad, you should have seen The Wife Next Door.
Oh, that's the sequel. So check out The Japanese Wife Next Door. I heavily recommend it. It's really, really fascinating. It is quite weird. And listen to Hamilton. And
whoa, what a weird pairing.
And now, and also listen to The Lil Show. Now it's time for a little segment we call Show Me Yours.
Your comedy team go out and do comedy tours. You're on my show, so now show me yours.
Awesome.
That was Mark Tindall saying awesome at the end there. Can we all say hello to Mark Tindall?
Hi, Mark Tindall.
Hey there, Mark. All right. Show me yours, a portion of the show where we let our guest team take over for a while. They're going to have 15 minutes. You're going to take control of the show. You will host it. You will do your shtick, your thing, your gimmick, your show. Give it to us. And ask us for any suggestions you need. Go ahead. James.
Hello.
I assume. Take it away.
We are Music Box. We're going to perform a 15-minute long full-length musical for you today. And all we need for this is a suggestion of a location where a musical might not be set. Like, try and think of somewhere where a musical has never been set before. In the past, we've had On Board the Orient Express, or we have had in Poundland. It could be anywhere.
Well, not in a Japanese porn film.
Okay.
Yeah, and not in a brothel.
Well, I've got suggestions here from listeners of locations.
Cool, yeah, let's go for them, and then we'll get Luke to judge which one he wants.
Well, all right. I've got Trump Tower.
Well, we did that the other day on a Virgin Train, funnily enough, so I don't want to do that because that'd be cheating.
All right. I've got...
the classic yes-anding that comes with most.
Butler Training School.
Oh, yeah.
And Valerie suggests... The woman's hair and weave shop on the Kilburn High Road, run by Indian men from Kenya who know everything there is to know about wigs, weaves, and fake hair pieces. They also sell the highly coveted Russian hair that every woman wants but can't all afford. Indian hair is so last season and not so silky. Black and white women frequent this shop, albeit for different types of hair for various occasions. That should keep you guys and gals entertained for part of the show till I'll kiss.
Was
that
one tweet?
We have actually done that one before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first ever show we did 7 years ago, so it would be retreading old ground. So I think the safest suggestion to go for is the Butler Training School. Is
okay,
that right?
We'll go with Butler Training.
Who suggested that?
You did.
I can't do that.
You can't know.
The mirror.
But you suggested it weeks ago. I'm going into the archives here. Oh, man. Okay.
I knew it was a good idea, though.
Mechanics Workshop.
Fantastic.
We're at a mechanics workshop.
Okay, and if you were Bublo Schumberg or Manuel Miranda, what's his name?
Lin-Manuel
Miranda. Or Stephen Sondheim, what would you call a musical set in a mechanic shop?
Leak?
Fix that.
Fix that.
Fix that.
Do you mind if I join in on this?
No, of course not. Please do.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so right, without further ado...
Luke will be doing the music for us as well. For this.
For one night only, Music Box present the musical...
Fix that!
Come to a mechanic shop. We'll fix up what you got. No need to go anywhere to find another fix, 'cause we've got what you want. Here at Jim will fix it.
No need to keep it under your hat, 'cause we're the shop that will fix that. No need to keep it under your hat, 'cause we're the shop that'll fix that. We got spanners, we got wrenches, we've even got things down in trenches
and workbenches.
If you want us to fix your exhaust, we can help you with that, of course. No need to keep it under your hat. We're the guys and girls that can fix that. No need to keep it under your hat. We're the guys and girls who fix that. We're the guys and girls who can fix that.
Is this Jim will fix it?
Yeah, that's right, love. That's what it's called. Jim will fix it. I'm Jim, I'll fix it.
Oh, when did you choose the name?
Oh, it was back in, it must have been like 1987, you know.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day.
Timelier then. My name's Sharon. I'm here for my work experience.
Oh, you're Sharon.
Yeah.
All right, Sharon. Mildred sent you over from the training centre, did she?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cracking. Well, come over here. We've got, these are your overalls. You'll notice I've monogrammed them for you.
Oh, that's nice of you. When did you learn to sew?
Oh, my mum was a great sewer, she was. I mean, I was always good at my hands. I learned to sew before I learned how to fix cars.
Oh, Mildred said that it wasn't what I'd asked for, but in a way I could make my skill set sort of fit fixing cars.
Yeah, but she said you were into project management, right?
Yeah, I was really hoping to get an internship in PR, but she said PR is basically just a motor with a fancier name.
Yeah, that's basically it, right? So, like, when people come in, you're trying to put some shine on the problems they've got with their car so that when you present the bill, they're not shocked.
All right, that sort of makes sense. I'm quite good at spin. Give me a problem and I'll make it sound better.
All right, see this one. The carburetor's broken, right? And that's a total refit, right?
Okay.
But we want to say, oh, we'll have it in for a couple of hours. And then we're like, oh, you have to do the... Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. So do it again. Yeah, that's great. And then you put your hands on your hips,
mm-hmm.
and you just sort of slouch a bit and then shrug. And say it's going to take a little bit longer.
All right.
You see, love, when you come into a shop,
mm-hmm.
you got to tell the truth, but not quite. Get people on board with what you've got to do.
Okay.
You've got to give them a wink. And hope from the price they won't shrink when you present the bill.
Present the bill.
Do you want a new car? I'll ask. Well, it's now basically a new car, right? You came in wanting a new car, I'll say. And for only $6,000, you've sort of got a new car.
You got it, you nailed it there. Give him an eye, give him a wink.
Give him a wink.
And when you present the bill, they won't shrink.
They won't shrink.
Give him an eye.
Give him an eye.
Give him a wink.
Give him
and
a
from
wink.
The bill, they won't shrink. They'll go.
Do you want a new car?
Oh, yes, I'd love a new car, thanks.
Do you want a new car?
No, this isn't a refit, right?
Do you want a new car?
This ain't a cut and shunt, is it?
Ask. Well, for only $6,000, you basically kind of have a sort of new car.
Yes, I want a new car, thanks for asking. I thought I'd come here and in your glory I'd be basking. But you seem very nice, even though you've quoted me 10 times the price.
10 times the price.
Do you want a new car?
Yes, I want a new car.
One year later.
Hello, anybody here?
Hello, this is Sharon Will Fix It, the best motor shop this side of the Kilburn Iro.
You don't look like a Sharon, mate.
I'm Sharon.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with her, by the way.
Well, I wasn't planning on...
Don't even think of asking me for a deal. We don't do any deals here at Sharon will fix it. Karen's my twin sister. She's also started a car repair shop next door.
I wouldn't dare, Sharon or Karen or whoever you might
What are you
be.
Looking for today?
Well, as you can see, my whip's a bit beat up. You see that smoke coming out the engine there?
Ah, yes, that's an engine. I can tell that from looking at it.
I'm completely clueless when it comes to these things. I have no idea what I'm doing with this.
So you were driving along?
I was driving along the motorway there, and then I just heard a pop.
Ah, classic pop.
And then a fizz.
A fizz? Oh, a fizz will cost you.
and then it ended with an almighty poof.
A poof.
Oh, no, a poof.
And before I knew it, I was there on the slip road, hanging my thumb out, looking for a ride or some sort of assistance, and I pushed it here.
Well, we're glad you found us. We're going to put you straight on a payment plan, and then we'll get Jim out to take a look.
You what?
Let me just swipe your card. Just give it out.
Wait, my card already? You haven't even had a look at it yet.
Jim will have a look at it in a minute, but don't you want a, like, new car?
I suppose. I've been wanting a new car ever since I started my own business.
Just one swipe, sir, and it can be yours.
Just one swipe?
That's just one swipe.
Just one swipe.
If you like, I can take your card right now.
Just one swipe. I wish all of life's problems could be sorted with just one swipe. Everything that I thought I deserved, everything thought I earned, and everything I thought that I...
Just one swipe, that's what I like, yeah. When we can solve a problem just with a credit swipe. Just one swipe, that's what we like, when we solve your problems with a credit swipe.
Are you telling me that if you just swipe my card, life wouldn't be so hard, and maybe I could be like a bird?
Yes, you will. Free. Like a bird, like you're I'm flying free. A new life for you. Everything will change now. With one swipe, you'll get a new wife, a bigger willy. You'll get everything. I'm not being silly. Just trust us now.
Isn't this easy?
Jim will fix it, so will Sharon.
Just one swipe. Just one swipe.
Your life was barren till you met Sharon. Just one swipe.
But I don't believe it could be a problem so easily fixed for me. Life has never been like this. Are you taking the piss out of me? I won't stand for it. Are you pulling my leg? Is this a pile of shit? Or is it all in my head?
You're overthinking this. I think you're overthinking this. You're really overthinking this. You're overthinking this. You're overthinking this.
A plonker with a garage equivalent of Wonka's.
Here, take my car.
You've made an excellent decision. We'll have your car ready by tomorrow.
Tomorrow this time next year, so enjoy the bus.
Have you... you ain't got a car I could use in the meantime?
No, sorry, you didn't read the terms and conditions, mate. Right, you can use this bike. It's an electric bike. It goes quite fast downhill.
That's proper nifty. Cheers, mate. Take care of her for me. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Just one...
I'll tell you what, Sharon, this is one of the worst motors I've ever seen.
Jim, what's the answer?
Well, I mean, I can take this bit out of that car over there, this little wiggly bit. I can never remember what the name of it is. And then I can just insert it into that.
But I mean, like, as long as you winked at him, I think we'll be fine, right?
Just do less, Jim. Just do less. Isn't that what I taught you?
Well, you know, there's customer service and all of that. I mean, when I sold you the business, you let me stay on. That was nice because I'm getting on. But like, I thought you'd sort of stick to my ethos. But you've made this a very... Well, it feels like you've taken the heart out of it. Just like I've taken the heart out of this car that's right next to me.
That's a fantastic analogy, Jim. Sometimes I'm very impressed by your ability to create analogies, but it's not good enough. We used to be 70% quality and 30% spin, but you know the new ethos is 90% spin some more, another 9% of spin, 1% of fixing. That's our slogan, and that's why it's on the wall.
Oh, I know, but I mean, like, we're keeping costs down so much. I used spaghetti this morning to fix a car. Dry spaghetti. That's not going to do anything for long.
Yeah, I used a J-cloth to replace an exhaust pipe. I mean, I starched it a lot, but that is going to fall off eventually, and we'll get a bad trip advisor. So, Sharon, we need to sort it out.
What's the answer then, Jim? What can you do for this car?
Well, I mean, this one. I mean, all I've got is this little bit of penne and some fusilli that I can wire together to keep the current going properly. But I mean, realistically, he needs a new one.
How long have you been an engineer, Jim?
48 years now.
And you're telling me you can't make something out of pasta?
No, well, I mean, I've been engineering for years out of pasta, but only necklaces and car parts.
An old teddy bear and a pot of oatmeal and a poster of a naked woman. Because they're the other three things that are in this room.
That could work. With water, I could make a lot out of a poster and some oatmeal. I mean, that's as hard as cement when you put it together.
Exactly. Now we're thinking creatively, Jim.
I think of the bonuses we could give to the agricultural industry if we were making car parts out of oats and paper. I mean, that's the definition of being renewable.
We're doing our bit for the environment, and we're doing our bit for ourselves.
Pasta makes it go faster.
Pasta makes it go faster.
Pasta makes it go faster. Pasta makes it go faster.
Pasta makes it go faster.
Get
faster.
A bit of a holy. All you need to do is crack open a can of ravioli. Yeah. If you're in a bit of a fix, oh, just crack off some cannelloni sticks. Yeah. Yeah.
The trouble with the cars today is they go wrong all sorts of different ways. You've got to get them on board, my dear lovely Sharon, and don't harass them too much. Make them carry them to you. Like that bloke who came in, he pushed his van without any sin and right up to the drive. He did all the work. How can you, when a customer does that, shirk?
Pasta makes it go faster. Yo, I took my car in straight away, they seen me. I can't believe they fixed my car with strips of linguine. Oh my goodness, this ravioli's too slick. Makes my car quicker than my dick, cause I come fast. But that's neither here nor there. This car is in need of any urgent repair. But oh my goodness, they whipped out the pasta. And guess what? My car's 10 times faster.
Pasta makes it go faster. Pasta makes it go faster.
Any wheat based product.
Pasta makes it go faster. Pasta makes it go faster.
If you ain't got pasta, you can use cereal or oats. Man, that shit is really unreal. How much it fix cars? How much it drive far? With a little bit of agriculture, yeah. Makes it go faster. Oh.
Pasta makes it go faster.
Just one
swan. Pasta makes it go faster.
Pasta makes it go faster. Jim will fix it for you.
And that was Fix That by the Majestic Music Box. Oh my God, guys, that was freaking
brilliant.
All
you need is some tagliatelle, some
so
carbonara.
Much. You got to have the fusilli as well because of the way it twists.
Yeah.
That
for the engine
distribution thing.
Yep, of course.
I've tweeted Quick Fix.
And also because that's the only other pasta we can name. All right, yes. Just
Concigli. Sorry.
Concigli.
That's a good one.
Farfalle. No, what is it with the little bow ties? Farfalle,
you folks, it's time for a little something we call Rita.
Now, whose round is it anyway? It's certainly ain't mine, because I've got the last one, so get out of line.
Well, it's certainly mine, you fucking wanker. You might as well be a fucking banker.
Oh, leave it out, mate. It was my round last. I got the one, and that's my glass.
Hey, leave it out. You're mine. You've got a round of the Wetherspoons, so that's bloody cheaper than this place, you arsehole.
All right, it's time for Rita, otherwise known as Whose Round Is It Anyway? It's a scene game where we break up a bunch of two-person scenes with monologues. However, instead of monologues today, we're going to sing a little verse. Why not? I think that will be fun. And Luke, you're happy to accompany us this time?
Oh, yeah.
Not much talking action for you today.
I can do my one.
Yeah, you still happy to do your one?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Great stuff. James, you happy to start? James Witt?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
great stuff. All right, so how this works, we'll get a location suggestion. And James, you will start with a song, a little verse. Yeah, don't go on too long.
Okay.
And then at the end of your verse, the other James is going to join in your scene. You're going to do a scene together. And then James Witt, you will leave. And then James Whittaker will sing a little song.
Like
we'll sing a little song. Then you and Luke will do a scene. And we'll carry on in that fashion round the circle.
Sweet.
And instead of you doing another monologue at the end, James, we can all maybe just sing one line each for the last verse. Yeah, we'll all sing a line each and go around the circle. Awesome. And maybe all finish in a big crescendo together.
Sweet.
Mm. And our suggestion for a location this week. Well, let's do butler training school, because that one sounds fun, okay?
I was actually a butler, that's why I trained it, yeah.
Did you used to
be a
butler?
That's why I suggested it, yeah.
For reals?
Well, you're about to find out.
I want to ask you a million questions, but okay. Okay, I got to talk to you after the show. Remind me to talk to you about butlers after the show. I have a script about a butler. I want to talk to you about. You'd be perfect for it. Okay, watch this space. All right, this is Rita. We're at Butler Training School with songalogs. Let's start with the first songalog. Here we go.
Ooh, here I am up the Millbank Tower. This shift is wilting me like a fennel flower. I'm here up on the 15th story, serving champagne to some ungrateful Tories. I'm holding this tray, I hope I don't drop it, because if I do, then I will really cop it. Here comes David Cameron. Mustn't drop the tray now. Mustn't drop the tray. Champagne or a soft drink, your right honourable gentleman?
I think I'll have the champagne. Thank you.
It's 1562 Laurent Perrier.
Oh, I can't get enough of this stuff. Fabulous. Have you been doing this long?
Yes, it's my fourth year out of drama school and...
you're an actor! How delightful! I do so love actors.
Oh, thank you, Your Honour. I've been in the butler training school for 6 months now and I progressed to holding the tray before I just could polish it.
And it serves you well. Let me just pat you on the cheek in a patronising way. You're doing a fine job. The backs of people support people like me, and that's what you're doing right now. I mean, if I wasn't fueled by booze to get through the day, I don't know what I'd do.
My triceps are backing my biceps, and I have had a sneaky few glasses out the back to get me through this.
Your posture's
time.
Impeccable. I mean, thank there's you, nothing wrong with sneaking a bit of the stock. When I was in Alexander technique, I do that all the time.
Yeah, and it just helps me sort of meditate with this tray. I've got another 6 hours standing here with it, and I see you're about to give a speech.
Yes, I've got to go and talk to the people, not in the capacity that I was previously, obviously, because not that they listened before, but now they've got even less reason to.
Excuse me, I need to go and top up the elderflower spritzer. If you don't mind, I just have to. Good luck with your speech.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Assembled people of the world, or just those in this room, because nobody cares anymore. Listen to me, I'm David Cameron.
I've left your country mired in shit, and I'm now going to make a greatest hits album. I'm gonna have a musical career that will drive you out of this country if you haven't already gone already because of something I've done. As Prime Minister, I led you to rack and ruin, but I'm leaving the country so you can't be suing me. Well, this is interesting, isn't it? This is an interesting ambassador.
Yes, indeed.
Who'd have thought that we'd be stood here so many years after we went to school?
With
eh?
So many Ferrero Rochers.
I know they are really spoiling us. Yes. Do you think my speech went down well? I think it went down really, really, really well.
Yes, I am incredibly pissed.
I can tell by the way you're weaving around. I mean, you should take a leaf out of that boy standing over there with the tray. He's rock solid.
I've got one of these butlers behind me, just propping me up.
Oh, those butlers are fantastic, aren't they? I mean, they are so well trained here. I think I've never seen such posture in a butler. And you know, the incidental back chat that you're meant to exchange because of pleasantries, well, they're just delightful. Not too much information, that's good.
What I always wonder is, where do they get those nice white gloves?
The white gloves?
Yes.
I'm assuming their mothers make them for them. I mean, that's where I get my white gloves.
But how do they keep them so clean?
Well, I mean, they must have butlers to wash their clothes.
Oh, of course. All the best butlers have butlers.
Butlers. Yes, a man for a butler. And then the butlers, I assume, have a child working for them.
Probably.
I mean, child labour, I think that's the right step in the
Mr.
right
Cameron,
direction.
Mr. Cameron, there's an urgent phone call for you from Miss Theresa May. Mrs. Theresa May.
She's always asking for my help.
She needs some advice.
I'm the ambassador at the party. Look at all my Ferrero Rochers. I stack them up on a tray. Would you like one? If you do, just say. And you can have one if you take off the gold wrapper. It's what makes this party ever so dapper. I've got a butler holding me up, and a butler holding him up. It takes a stack of butlers to keep me up. That's right.
Sir, could I possibly take a quick break? Would you mind having a seat for a moment?
What?
Sir, please, I've been holding you up for 2 hours straight.
Oh, right. Well, get your butler to fetch me a seat.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If I just slip out, okay, there'll be a brief moment of you falling, but
right.
the other butler will catch you, okay?
Okay. Is this a trust exercise?
I suppose it must be. But you're not I know you already trust me, but now you've got to trust my butler. And I trust him, and I believe that you should trust him because he's a very trustworthy butler.
Yes, but the thing is, the sort of butler that serves butlers is not the sort of butler that can serve the likes of me.
Just for 2 minutes, please, let me give my arms a break, I beg of you. I would love... Those Ferrero Rochers have been looking at me all evening, and I would really love to help distribute them more evenly amongst... Because right now you've got the ambassador of the Philippines. He's standing by the tray just eating all the Ferrero Rochers, and I don't feel like all the guests are getting the equal distribution of Ferrero Rochers.
But of course, realize this is going to reduce your star rating on Battle App.
Oh. Sir, my duty is to serve, and I want to serve. And if I lose a star, so be it.
Well, with that noble sentiment, I will increase your star rating.
Oh, thank you, sir. All right, get ready for the transfer. Here we go. There you are.
One star.
Well done. Now, just to correct you, I overheard your conversation with the ex-prime minister there.
Yes?
My gloves... Every butler makes their own gloves.
Oh.
It's part of our most prideful tasks. It's something we do at butler training school. We make our own pair of gloves and we keep them clean.
Wow.
By painting them white. We don't actually wash them. We just keep painting them.
That's both amazing and disgusting.
And a butler's butler is called a butler to the power of butler.
Right.
And that's what we call a butler's butler. So it's for short, it's PTP. BTPB.
Okay.
Let
me just stop you there, butler. I'm concerned that I've been talking to you for too long and you are beneath me.
Oh, of course, and I've been neglecting my distribution of the Ferrero Rochers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, I'll hop to it, shall I?
Right.
I wonder who I'll meet while I walk around with the tray.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I've always been a butler. That's just who I am. My father was a butler and his father too. Damn, it runs in the family. It's in my blood. But there's something that I've always wanted much more.
I think I'm a pretty rockin' butler anyway.
Oh my god, you have an amazing voice.
Oh, was I singing out loud?
It's so rare at these events to hear someone really go for
well,
it.
I'm sorry, Princess. Princess Shelby.
Yeah.
It's an honor to have you here at this soiree.
Thank you. When I married Harry, I thought I wouldn't have to go to this shit, but it turns out I do.
Why on earth would you think you wouldn't need to go to this stuff?
He's kind of the fun royal,
oh,
isn't he?
Oh, right, yeah.
He just said it would be all naked pool tables and trips to Vegas, but here I am in a fucking tiara.
He's kind of straightened up lately, hasn't he?
Look, the thing is...
Helps out. I'll meet you in the toilet for some lines in a minute, yeah?
Fine, Harry. He always wants to do some lines.
And I blow it.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that, of
course. I got it. You don't have to say it's called blowy.
Princess. I mean, Your Highness.
Call me Shelby.
Okay, Shelby. Ferrero Rocher?
Sure, why the hell not?
Tell me, Shelby, you seem like a cool... chick.
I am a cool chick. For years, I was in a band. I thought I was going to be the next Cher.
I've always wanted to be in a band. I've always... Do you think we could ever be normal? I know we live amongst these elites, but could we ever be normal, Shelby?
I mean, I'm a rocker who's a princess, and you're a rocker who's a butler. Has there ever been a better pairing? I don't know.
What should we call our band? The Princess and the Butler?
That's so obvious! I don't know why I didn't get to it.
I like that one. Just we could be the next Prutler White Stripes.
Oh, Princess. I think I'm really high.
I think I've got a contact high just from being around you.
My breath is 97% alcohol.
Oh! The ambassador is falling. My butler has weakened under the pressure. I've got to go catch him, Prince. Your Highness, I will meet you again, I'm sure. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.
I used to be a rocker, but now I am a star. I thought I'd be a rocker and it would take me really far. But then I moved to England and I married a prince. And whenever I start singing, he seems to kind of wince. I wanna be a rocker, not a princess. I wanna be a rocker, not a royal. I wanna be a rocker, not a square. place covered in foil, as that's a thing that no one knows about the palace. Every surface is shiny. That's why it's called a shine palace, and I'm really high.
Hi, Your Majesty. Your Highness.
I'm gonna need you to hold me up, butler.
I've got this special cigarette, if you'd like a light. It might calm you down.
Are you trying to peddle me some more drugs?
Valium? I'm just trying to...
I need help, man! I need help!
Okay, we can just talk. It's fine. I can listen. They teach us that at butler school, to listen.
What else do they teach you at butler school?
Only maintain eye contact for a certain amount of time, and then you have to look away. If there is a bit of a sensitive subject in a talk, we're not allowed to mention that. Not allowed to go on Twitter and talk about it. If the bankers telling the government what to do.
That sounds like amazing advice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll become a butler now too.
Really?
Sure.
Maybe we could job swap. I've got a costume in my bag. It might fit you. A butler costume.
I'd love to be a butler. Would you like to be a princess?
Oh my God! Ever since I was a little boy, I used to watch Cinderella and Princess Jasmine. I mean, Princess Jasmine, that's the dream, right?
You can be Princess Jasmine. What's your name?
James.
You're Princess Jamesman.
Princess Jamesman?
And I really? Make that so.
Princess and you
Jamesman,
are...
Princess you Jamesman.
You are
Princess
butler.
Jamesman.
Princess
Royal
Jamesman.
Royal Highness.
I can really
Princess
try on your crown.
Jamesman.
You can have my fucking
Princess
crown.
Jamesman. I can have your crown.
Princess
Do you want to marry Harry? He's so off his face, he literally won't have a clue.
Yes, I've always had a thing for gingers.
He's yours.
You're listening to London Improv Live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what a show it's been. Music box up. Hope you've had a good time.
Yeah!
Have you got any, like, October dates you'd like to plug or anything?
I did turn my phone on earlier.
Okay, in the meantime, I'll just say follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show, also at Panicky Tack for me and Luke's band.
Yep.
Yeah, and Music Box, what plugs you got?
Have a look on Twitter at Music Box Improv. And our website at musicboximprov.com, and all of the dates are on there. We've got dates throughout autumn at the Miller and all around London. So check us out, because my phone's not booted up yet.
Well, please do that. And where's your Twitter again?
At musicboximprov.
That's right. That's right. Okay, folks. Please, James Whittaker, thanks for coming, dude.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
James Witt, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Talal. Thanks, Luke.
And Charlie, it's been an absolute pleasure.
And for me.
Okay. Luke Babona, any last words?
Yeah, I would like to say
what?
To everyone out there listening, just like be nice to each other. And,
what?
And if you get into
Jerry
arguments,
Springer.
Just like listen to what the other person has to say.
Yeah.
Don't just dismiss their argument. And
I was thinking the same
Amen.
Thing.
And tell them that they're wrong. Listen
and
to each other, people.
Thank you. That's beautiful, Luke. And smile and laugh and enjoy yourself.
No, don't do that.
Oh, no, please do. And guys, tell your friends. The Lil Show is where it's at. Subscribe, review, poke, and... just generally sit on my face and tell me that you love me. All right,
Stephanie,
speaking of which,
door.
Back to Monty Python. Thank you for tuning in, everybody.
Take placebos.
Lil Show out. Peace!
Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.